Daily Rest, Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious. Exodus 34, verse 6. The Lord, merciful and gracious, all-powerful, all-knowing, present everywhere. These are character traits of God easily recognized and acknowledged by people throughout this world. Being merciful and gracious are traits perhaps less recognized, but for every child of God, they are most important and comforting. The word merciful, used here by God to proclaim his name, refers to a deep and tender feeling of compassion, a compassion the Lord experiences as he sees us in our weaknesses and in our sufferings. It is a word also used in the Bible to express our feelings for others. It is often translated as pity. David writes, "As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities, or has mercy upon those who fear him." Psalm 103, verse 13. The word gracious, also used to proclaim his name, refers to kindness freely given by God to those who are undeserving and unable to repay the kindness given. It is the same word used in the Bible to refer to the means of our salvation. We are saved by grace, through faith. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. The fact that the Lord is both merciful and gracious is a powerful gospel message. It was for Old Testament Israel. In Numbers 14, when Israel later refused to enter the land of Canaan, and the Lord asked Moses, "How long will these people reject me?" He then decided, "I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them." Moses responded, "I pray, let the power of my Lord be great." Moses then went on to call on the nature of the Lord's power. "Pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy." Today, we too rejoice in our merciful and gracious God, for we are also troubled by weakness and sin. We need such a merciful and gracious God. Indeed, we need our merciful and gracious Lord to bring forgiveness and healing into our lives. O Lord God, be merciful and gracious to us, your children, amidst our weakness and sin. Grant us true repentance and faith in your saving love. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.